Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up? It's Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome. Today, let's talk about, yes, you do need a funnel. Yes, you need a funnel. I see a lot of people online saying, I don't need a funnel. What is a funnel? Funnels are useless, whatever. Listen, you need a funnel. Here's all a funnel is, okay? A funnel is just an organized sales process to move your prospect through to get them to buy, okay? If you think of, there's a traditional marketing concept called AIDA, A-I-D-A. I did a podcast episode on this before. I'll put the link to it in the show notes. But basically, all you're trying to do, if you think about the top of the funnel being the first A in AIDA, okay? Imagine a funnel, okay? The top part, the big mouth part is at the top. The smaller part's at the bottom. You're just trying to march people through AIDA, which is awareness, interest, desire, action, okay? Some people define it slightly differently, but the idea is similar, okay? People become aware of you, then people are interested in what you're doing, then they actually desire to work with you or buy your stuff. And then the last one, action, is the buying step. They actually buy it, AIDA. That is a funnel, okay? If you put 100 people in at the top, you might get 80 people that become interested in you. You might get 40 people that are interested or desire to work with you or thinking about that. They're in the decision step. That's another thing that people call the D there. And then maybe 10 or 20%, if you're good, so 10 or 20 of them, buy, right? So 100 in the top, 10 to 20% buy, okay? That's if you have really good conversions. That's basically what a funnel is. How do you get people to be aware of you and then more interested in you and then actually desire to look at your stuff and maybe buy some of your stuff and then actually buy it? If you want a more simple way to think about it, this is a funnel is how you get people to know, like, and trust you, okay? So whether you have this funnel online or not is insignificant. But when you have it online, it just makes it work a little faster. Okay, so you could do this funnel in email sequences. You could be sending out a sequence of emails to move people through this step. When I was in pharmaceutical sales, we used to call this the adoption continuum, right? How do you get people from being aware of whatever it is you're selling to become a proponent and a raving fan, okay? How do you move them along that continuum? But that's really all you're trying to do. So if you think of a funnel, something like ClickFunnels, all they're trying to do is get you to the page where they have the stuff there, and usually there's long form sales copy and it explains what it's all about and why you need it. And they probably are using copy to either move you away from pain or move you towards pleasure. And then they say, hey, would you like to buy this thing? And then in a more sophisticated funnel, there's probably upsells and cross sells or downsells, because once you take a step in the direction of the person or the thing that you're gonna buy, it's much more likely that you'll buy more of it, right? There's just so much science and psychology behind it. That's why there's often upsells and cross-sells in a funnel. But a funnel could also just be something in person. Like if you think about when you would go meet people to try to buy your thing, usually you would have a phone call with somebody or you'd send them some mail and be like, hey, I'd love to sit down and chat with you, or hey, can we schedule a meeting, okay? That's the first step of the funnel. That's the awareness piece. I understand you have a problem. I might be able to solve it. Let's chat. Then maybe have a face-to-face meeting with them, okay? That could be the interest and probably also the desire or decision piece, right? So you have a face-to-face meeting. People get to know more about what it is you're doing. Oh, they're interested. Oh, you can help me solve my problem. Oh, and you have this thing that will solve it. Oh, yeah, cool. Leave me some information on that, okay? And then the last part of the funnel, AIDA, is you call them back and say, are you ready to buy this thing? Or we have two left. Do you want one? Or whatever close methodology that you want to use. But that is a funnel, right? Of the X amount of people that you mail or call or try to cold call, not everybody picks up the phone. And then the people that do pick up the phone, there's a smaller percentage of people that will actually book a slot with you or a time with you or come meet you in the office or get on a Zoom call with you. And then even fewer people will buy. Not everyone buys, right? Obviously, you want to try to get your conversion rate as high as possible. But that's what a funnel is. You can turn it on its side, you can stand it up, whatever. But I see these people online, like, you don't need a funnel. And it's amazing to me because I've seen ads that say, basically, you don't need Facebook ads in a funnel. And these ads are Facebook ads that lead you into a funnel. So I think there's a misperception that people are like, I need to have this specific funnel by a specific company or whatever. No, that just makes it a hell of a lot easier if you're using one of those things. If you know what you're doing, or you can hire somebody to help you do it or whatever, but that's all a funnel is. So yes, you need a funnel. Don't try to tell me you don't. There's nobody that goes, wow, I'm suddenly aware of you. Now I went to buy your thing right away. No, it doesn't work that way. There's a process in between. Even if it's quick, it's still there, right? People have to know what problems you solve or what your product does or helps problem solve or what pleasure it moves them to. There's a process that goes through in their mind where they're like, oh, okay, yep, all right, I'm interested. Yep, okay, I desire to maybe buy this thing. How much is it? Okay, cool. Oh, if I act now, I can get two for the price of one or whatever. Cool, right? And they work some scarcity or whatever in there. So don't let that confuse you. Don't let that sidetrack you. Don't let that get you off your game. That's all a funnel is. All a funnel is an organized process to move people from a prospect, right, to getting them to be a prospect even, and then marching them through a sequence to get them to buy. One of the reasons why you will see on like funnel pages and things like that, the reason why you can only buy one thing is because what people used to do is drive their prospects to a website that had a million things going on, right? And that it's just confusing. And a confused mind always says no. If you think about, here's a great example. If you think about a child at the grocery store, when they walk down the cereal aisle, okay? At least here in the United States, there's literally an entire aisle of cereal. And a lot of times I'll see parents say like, okay, you can pick one box. And you watch kids just freak out, right? They have what's known as paradox of choice. They're like, oh my God, what? Oh, I went this one and this one and this one and this one. And the parents are like, no, you can pick one. And the kid's like, oh no, I can't just pick one. I want this one and this one and this one. I'm like, no, you can pick one. Okay. And when it comes down to is they're just marching that kid through a funnel. Okay. The kid's all of a sudden aware of things. Then they're interested in all of them, but the parent is forcing them to decide and then take action on one. But what happens is if the parent's not there to kind of force the funnel, there's so much going on, the kid can't make a decision, right? So if you think about your prospects, if you march them into a traditional website where there's all this stuff going on, or if you were to take them into like a shopping mall and they walked in and you're like, okay, what do you want to buy? They just kind of stand there and look around like, oh my gosh, there's so much choice. I don't know what I want. So the difference between a traditional website or an e-commerce site and then a funnel is simply that a funnel is just going to focus on one thing or one service. And then after you bought or decided you want to buy or, you know, clicked add to cart and you start going through the actual buying process, putting in your credit card and stuff, then maybe they'll sell you some other things. Like, oh, if you like this, you also might like that. Or if you like this, you probably need that. Yeah, I was just buying this thing that Apple came out with, whatever they're called, their AirTags. I think that's what they're called, right? It's like these little things where you can track. You can put them on your backpack or something and track an item using your iPhone, like in case you lose it or whatever. And I bought it. And then, of course, on the website, they're like, oh, and you might also like this little hanger thing or this little piece where you can put it on your bag. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I probably need that for my backpack. Yeah, that you're right. I probably need that. So I was already buying something. I went there specifically to buy this one thing. And then they said, oh, you probably also want this. Or if you've ever checked out on Amazon, right? They're like, people who bought this also bought that. Would you like that? Okay. That's just upselling or cross-selling. That's all that's called. Yeah. But even with Amazon, the people who are successful that are listing their stuff on Amazon, they're not driving you to the front page of Amazon. They drive you to their specific page, say, buy this thing. All right. And Amazon doesn't allow a ton of functionality for additional upsells and cross-sells and things like that. That's why some people will put their stuff on other platforms like ClickFunnels or Shopify or whatever. Okay. So don't let somebody try to tell you you don't need a funnel. Okay. That's all the funnel is, marching people through that process. It's just that online, it's a lot easier if you know how to set it up. And you can get a lot more revenue because you can increase the average cart size or cart value or checkout value, whatever you want to call it, order value, because you could do these one-time order bumps or upsells or whatever. But you don't even have to start that way. In any of the platforms you've heard me talk about before, ClickFunnels, you can certainly do it. You can even do it in Kajabi. You can do it in Shopify. Okay, so depending on what you're trying to sell, move people through the process. They click the buy button. If you want to add some other stuff, upsell, cross sell, and there you go. That is a funnel. That is what you use a funnel for, and that's all a funnel really is. It could be online, it could be in person. It could be a combination of the two. Sometimes I have offline funnels where I meet people and move people to certain things and then finally get them online. One time I was at an event where Pete Vargas was speaking from stage, so we're in person, and he basically put postcards on every seat, or somebody on his team did before he started speaking, and he said, hey, if you want more information, just put your name and email address on that card and click the box of what you want, and then before you leave, make sure you put it over there in that box so we can collect them all, right? And then he collected them, and then he's basically building his email list, and then he's going to move them online into the next phase of the funnel. So basically his online part was the awareness and probably the interest phases. Oh, now I know what Pete's doing. Okay. Oh yeah, I'm interested in this. Let me fill out the card. So that's in person, the in-person part of his funnel. And then his team takes information, puts it online, and then they follow up with you through email or through an actual online sales page or funnel. And that's just the rest of the funnel. Okay. So it could be offline, totally offline. It could be totally online. It could be a hybrid of both, but that is simply what a funnel is. So the next time somebody says to you, you don't need a funnel, now you can educate them. Okay. And when you put a funnel into place, it will help you unleash your awesome on the world through your business. See you.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.